Greetings, Gunslinger Posse, and welcome to Branded, or shall I say Branded, the home edition, as we are both at our various homes. He's Tom Manas. Well, he's Tom Manas. I'm Ralph Judkins, your host. He's the general manager and head coach of the San Antonio Gunslingers, and this is Branded for July 31st, sponsored by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. Join our team tonight by showing up in the chat with a comment, question, or just where you are on that big blue marble tonight. If you haven't already, like the stream and subscribe on YouTube as we push to 1,000 followers there on Facebook as we go for 10,000, and follow us on X-Twitter as we reach for 5,000. Coach, any words before we kick this one off?
And I think about 100,000 views, right?
We're closing in on 100,000 views. Our season is not over. This is episode 36.
Holy cow. Okay.
So, well, no, yeah.
Glad to be here. It's different being home. It's been a while. It's been almost 7-8 months. So it's great to be home.
So strange. And we'll decompress and talk about things we haven't talked about in a couple of weeks, some football and more football and more football. When we return, you're watching Branded, the home edition.
It's like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Gunslinger, let's go, baby!
Woo! That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're gonna get hooked.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable.
John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
16 teams, 134 games, all for this, the culmination of the indoor war, the 2024 IFL National Championship, August 17th, Lee's Family Forum in Henderson, Nevada. Learn more and get your tickets at IFLNationalChampionship.com.
And welcome back to Branded, and we have a special guest appearance here for the first quarter. Back with Coach. It's Coach.
Came on board. The big Coach came on board. He wanted to say hi to everybody. He's been asking about him. He's huge. He's becoming quite the large dog.
If you remember, folks, the pictures from earlier on Facebook, how small his head was.
I'm gonna get
Coach, his head is almost the size of yours.
Uh-oh.
And that's just cranium. That's just all cranium.
He is a pisser for sure. But anyways, where are we at?
Well, we're in the first quarter, and traditionally we talk about what was the game experience. So I guess we'll go back and we'll take a look at Arizona. Mm-hmm. It was Outlaw Night. We had a heck of a crowd in the stands.
Yeah,
had a pretty good production that evening. And we had a football game, and darn it, if it didn't start out like we were going to win that, as we got a stop on the opening possession with an interception in the end zone, but we weren't able to close out the deal.
No, we, uncharacteristically for us, we didn't play very good offensively. Defensively, we gave up the run significantly on the edge, and that was disappointing. You know, it's when you hold a team like Arizona to 40, I think it was 42, and we don't beat them by 20 or 18 when our average is 58, 60 points per game. It's disappointing, to say the least. I mean, I'm heartbroken. I'm still, I figured out one thing. I hate losing more than I like winning. And I figured that out this year. Hey, nothing from Arizona. Great team. Really on fire right now. And doing all the right things, clicking on all the right cylinders. But we still gave him a game. Coach Guy was very complimentary after the game on us. He said for a first team in the IFL, we got nothing to be ashamed of. Matter of fact, we did a damn good job. I appreciate that coming from a veteran.
From that guy.
Well, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, yeah. You know, so that's always nice to hear. And hope we get an opportunity to play him again next year. But, yeah, it was heartbreaking. You know, then we also had T.C. Stevens' retirement. I thought he was going to kick like four deuces, and I don't think he kicked any. I mean, it was one of those things where, you know, everything had to go right for us to do what we needed to do. And it didn't. I mean, you know, I tell this to people all the time, I can't block, I can't tackle, and I can't throw the pass for anybody. We have to rely on each other. And we just didn't play our best football that night. And I think if we would have, it would have been a different outcome, you know. But I'm proud of the team, and I'm proud of how hard they fought all year. And aside from the Vegas game, I don't think anyone knew they were going to beat us until the last couple minutes of the game when we had our losses. So that part of it, you know, I have to find the good in it, and I do. And I think now we know what we know. And some people say, well, it's a learning curve. And here's how I equate it. You're playing poker with five guys. One of the guys cheats. One of the guys has a tell. One of the guys just no good. And one of the guys, you know, named Tex. You don't want to, you know, he's going to win his hand, right? And when you first sit down, you don't know anything about him. So you probably lose the first time you play him. The second time in 2025, I kind of have it figured out. And I'm not saying anyone's cheating, but I know schedules when I can read a schedule. I know reps when I can know. I know the refs now. I know the crews now. I know the players now. I know the coaches now. I know the schemes now. I'm excited about the opportunity for redemption, because at the end of the day, if you don't win the championship, I mean, making the playoffs, who cares? Making it to the championship, who cares? It's all about winning the championship. And you either win the championship or you don't. And if we'd have gone all the way to the championship game and lost in the championship game, I'd feel the same way I feel right now. I really would. And so it's, you know, that old adage, I've been rich and I've been poor. I prefer rich. You know, when people say that, well, I've been a championship coach and not a championship coach, and I prefer being a championship coach. I'm going to do everything I know to make that happen again. So,
and I'd have to agree. And we've talked previous to tonight's show about how this year was based on assumptions, because we did not know. We had to guess how things would work in this league. Kind of knew what the schedule threw at us when we saw it. Did not know how all the other things would work out. We were basically guessing. And as far as guessing goes, making assumptions as to how things would work and how we could best affect things, I don't think we did that bad. But next year, those won't be guesses. Those won't be assumptions.
No.
These are things we're going to know. And while we spent a lot of time this year reacting to our what our opponents did, because we were assuming based on film what they would do, next year there's no guessing.
No, and I think, listen, there's some great coaches in this league, great players, great teams in the league. You know, I think, what does that say? Utilize it.
The tools you have on the team. Leslie R.B. Robinson, I haven't seen this commenter before.
No, and, but that's a fair statement. And
yes,
it is something, Leslie, with 21 players, we do. That's as big as our roster. So we always utilize what we have on the team. The ones we utilize just have to perform, you know,
right.
And that's every week. This is a league where you can't have a bad game. And I don't know if this generation of professional football players understands that, because there's not a lot of room. There's a lot of parity in this league. You know, you have the Bay Areas, you have the Arizonas, you have the Vegases, you have the San Diegos, you have the Friscos, you have the Masses, you have Green Bay, you know, you have all of them, and there's parity in the league. So with the 21-man roster, you need to exude every bit of talent out of every single player every single week, because you can go into a slide like we did. I'll be very honest with you. I blame that slide had a lot to do with our start. I think the officiating was still getting their feet under them too in the beginning of the year. And when you play that many games in that short amount of time and you have several major injuries to your team and don't even have time to bring in new players because you don't have any practice time, it makes it tough. I mean, I'm not making excuses. That's part of the game. Every team had that. But it was a little different this year for us. We'll just say that. And like I said, remember when I said about the poker table? Now we know what we didn't know, and we'll address teams accordingly.
And had we known those things, and had we beaten Arizona, the deck definitely would have been shuffled, to use the poker analogy. And you talked about how you have to have your stars performing. You have to have your players, all 21 players, out there performing. My goodness, the playoffs this year, three of the four games were upsets. Well, Green Bay maintained home advantage
against Quad Cities.
Yeah.
Okay. And we had better record than the third seed in the East. And we swept that team twice.
Yes.
And we had an identical record with them. I'm pushing, and I hope the league is listening, and I hope the other coaches are listening. I would love to have it like we did in the CFL, which is if a team in another conference has a better record than your playoff contenders, let's say your third and your fourth spot, there should be a crossover. I really believe that. Why wouldn't you cross over? Because then you're guaranteed the eight best football teams in the country are playing, right? But it's just, you know, and I like Mass, I like Hassan and Jawad, and I like the ownership there, and I like the team. But it's just hard to think that a team we beat twice and have an identical record for is playing in the semifinals of, you know, the league championship, and we've been sitting at home for 2 weeks. So, again, good for them. I hope we make some adjustments in that, where the eight best football teams in the country are playing each other, and that would be great. You know, and it's not just because it's me this year. Hell, it could hurt me next year. I'm just saying, I think that's the right thing to do. I really do.
Anything else you wanted to go over about the game in Arizona or comments on the playoffs? Who do you like to win the whole thing?
Well, first I want to say the fans that came out were fantastic. we've been asking you to come and see what you've been missing, and I think you did. And I'm hopeful that that's going to inspire a lot of fan participation next year. It was wonderful. Thank you from the players and the coaches. That meant a lot to us. And again, like I said, TC is playing his last game. I wish him nothing but success in his future. And anything he does, he'll be successful at that. As far as the playoffs go, you know, it's with the upsets that we've seen. You know, if I had to pick anybody right now, I'm taking Arizona to win it all. So,
any particular reason you'd like to state for that?
I think they're the best football team. I think right now they're healthy. Kevin Guy's been doing this a long time. He knew when to get the bye week right before the playoffs. I think that they're, you know, obviously well coached, but the players are playing at a really high level. And I just think they're going to – I think when push comes to shove, they're going to be the best team. Personal opinion.
And I'm not I don't have any disagreement on that. I think if anyone if experience counts for anything, then it is Arizona.
Well, Kevin's not one. He's been in a bit of a dry spell, right?
Yes.
But
yes,
he's got a really good quarterback. He's got really good line play. His receivers are doing what they're supposed to be doing. Their defensive backs are stepping up. I mean, it's hard to punch holes in that team right now, you know. Mass, like I said, God love them. I just don't know what you get on a certain Saturday. Green Bay, they're playing very well, but they haven't played anybody in the West, so I don't know how they're going to respond to that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just fair to say.
And all the conversation and comments we're getting, you're the minority opinion. DuCon says San Diego over Arizona.
What do you want to bet, DuCon?
Yeah. And Doc Holly Main says Strike Force will win in the last minute. Well, that does speak to the parity and the fact that we've had some great games. I mean, fantastic games in the first round. Bob Vuk saying he thinks San Diego as well.
Yeah,
so.
You know what? I got to be honest with you.
Tucson says $1 million. You better get that up front and held that in escrow somewhere.
Yeah. mail me the check, Tucson. No, I'll tell you what I'll bet you, Dukan. I'll bet you an Arizona Rattlers hat for a San Diego Strike Force hat. Fair enough.
I'm pretty sure we'll have a response here in a moment to that.
But what I was
he's saying his check will bounce.
Yeah.
Yep. No. Okay, there it is. Deal.
Okay, deal.
You saw it here. It's on the stream, so it's official.
All right. So my thing is that the teams that are in it deserve to be in it for whatever, however their outcome was. And I think it's going to be a really, really good semifinals and finals for the championship. The only thing is I hope they fix that streaming. Good Lord, that was miserable and hard to watch. And I know Todd, the Mr. Commissioner, put out an apology for that, but I mean, we're way better than that. We are way better than that. And that was not good timing considering the AFL did theirs on CBS and it looked great. So we got to get better.
Yeah, we claim to be the Premier League, and that was a bit of a black eye. Although I did appreciate the fact that the IFL stepped in and said, to heck with this. We're just going to launch it on our website if they're having difficulty.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where when you try to always get better, right? I know that from personal experience. When you just try to get better at things, sometimes you should have been happy with what you had, you know, and just don't always be looking for greener pastures. Sometimes the pasture is just fine, you know. So I just hope under his leadership, we'll have it figured out. So.
And we'll let that be the final word here for the first quarter. We'll be back with the second quarter in just a moment. You're watching Branded Live, the home edition.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 15,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. John Wayne Service Company, our reputation is in every truck.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull from your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
And welcome back to Branded, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, a tradition of excellence and a legacy of carrying that South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. As we bring you
them in September.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. That's still on, and that's what you're going to be coming back here for.
Well, I'm coming back for business, but yeah, I'm going to also have them take a look at my back and see if they can't get me from a question mark into a straight arrow, but
we'll see
what happens.
And that would allow you to get out onto the field more often, or be willing to take the chance to come out on the field, because it was kind of a gamble. It's like, if you go out there, it's really got to be worth it. That's when I know when you stepped onto the field, it really was going to matter, because it really
doesn't matter if that's not an issue at all on game day. It's just, I let my coaches coach. They work real hard at it. And I'm not one of the coaches that has to be on camera all the time and, you know, all that. I've been doing this long enough to know I try to coach almost NFL style, okay, which is you have your O coordinator, you have your D coordinator. I'm involved in the game plans of both. We do special teams as a unit. We're getting all those things dialed in. It's Saturdays are for the players. When you start making it about yourself, it's time to get out. Either that or you're just a prick and you like to be on camera. So I think the best way to do it is you just, you know, give your coaches the opportunity that work real hard all week. I'm on the headset with them. I'm involved in everything. So, believe me, nothing gets by me. We'll just say that. So,
well, I guess now would be a good time to talk about your GM duties. We've had a lot of re-signings, not only on the coach's side, player side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you heard. There was a couple press releases, and
yeah, and then so there were. let's get into it. Yeah, because. Some podcasts like to think they're breaking news or something, and that's why I don't give out information as freely as people would like. But here's I'll tell you what has two thumbs and knows everything that's happening with the Gunslingers, absolute truth. This guy, okay? Nobody else. This guy. So if you hear stuff, wait until we say it, me and you. Okay, because a lot of times it gets mishmashed and pushed around and sounds like something better than it is or worse than it is. And And I think I'm pretty transparent, you know. I'm not careful with my words anymore. We'll just say that. I'm more transparent in how I'm going to let the fans know what's going on. Obviously, my ownership trusts me enough to let me do my thing. So as long as I got their trust, I'm good. I don't need really anybody else's endorsement on the decisions I make for this football team. I'm going to do the best I can for all of us. I promise you. But, yeah, so as of right now, we'll start with the wide receiver core. We brought them all back. We brought Upshaw, Rashad, Murray, and Myers. They're all back and signed under contract. Harper, our running back, signed. Caldwell, signed. Who else am I? Harvey, our center, signed. Hardy, our left guard, signed. Or right guard, sorry, signed. Defensively, we signed Duck and Wiley, and that's it on defense as of right now. Those players was one, they're the offense, we had number one offense. Why wouldn't you want to bring back your core offensive guys? And then defensively, Duck performed great this year, and a lot of guys did. Don't get me wrong, but based on vet status and based on all the things I have to worry about, that's why we signed Duck and Wiley as well. Now, they have to make team just like everybody else. But we're really confident that they're going to be exceptional. What does that do for us? It leaves us room, since we have the majority of the specialists signed, to now start signing soldiers. Okay. We got enough generals, man. Trust me. We need some soldiers. And I want guys that are character driven, have a good moral compass, good ethics, all the things we talk about. But in addition to that, I want them to be really darn good football players with experience in indoor football. So we're going to look at that and loading that defense up pretty heavy this year. I know some people are asking about QB1. Why haven't we signed Sam and this and that? And you guys can all come up with whatever stuff you want to come up with. The fact of the matter is, I never signed QB1 until after October. Never done it, never will do it. I let those guys test the market, figure out what they want to do based on family, pray on it, think on it, do all the right things. I got nothing but love for Sam. But I also, I'm going to tell you, there's some guys out there that I really, really like that performed at a very, very high level as well. So we let everybody do their thing. We let the players do their thing. Let me do my thing. And I promise you, by October 2nd, you'll know something. You'll have in all likelihood, you'll have a quarterback.
Well, since you're already talking about other people you might be looking at, I guess this is as good a time as any to go over things that you have said before at different times. How does one become a gunslinger? Let's talk about how you go through your recruiting. If someone's tuned in and wants to be part of this,
okay,
already, because there's more coming.
Yeah. Robert, you know, our great video guy, Robert Seco, and I are putting together a promotional video that'll be coming out in the next couple days that basically explains how we do it and why we do it and what we have and why being a gunslinger is such a great opportunity for any professional football player. The way I do it is this. Right now, I cannot speak to any IFL players under current contract until September 15th. I just can't do it. So I'm just telling you, if you're watching the show, love you. Be talking to you soon. But I can't do anything about that. That's just something we can't do. Then as of October 1st, you can sign players it's the end of the restricted free agency, and you can do what's necessary, I guess, if that's the best way of putting it, and build your roster if you want to use IFL personnel. If you're not IFL personnel, so let's say you're an NAL player, you're an AFL player, you're a Canadian football player, you're an NFL football player, and you want to play, they can reach out to me now. But the best way to do it, unless you have an incredible resume, I ain't signing yet. I'm going to want to see you at the tryout camp. And we'll have one. I'm shooting for one in November in San Antonio at Gunslinger Nation, and then maybe even another one in January.
Right. Last year, we were initially talking about two, and the second one was going to be for the veterans, and we decided not to do that. This year...
Yeah, we had enough veterans. That's why. So what I'm thinking more in line with this year is just two open tryouts, everything from kickers to quarterbacks to, you know, offense, defensive players, and getting an opportunity not just to run a 40, but see you on the field and in team setup situations, and giving you an opportunity to do it on a true indoor football field, which we have at Gunslinger Nation. And that's part of the video that's getting put together by Robert. You know, it's going to be a home run if he does it. I just did the.
I'm looking forward to it. This is
well,
exciting.
I just did the promo for it. Susan shot it for me, and I just did it and sent it over to Robert, and he's going to package that in as part of it. But it basically explains that if you have a desire and interest in coming and becoming a gunslinger, to just continually follow us from now until those dates. The more you know, the better you're going to be prepared. I will tell you this, and I say this, no questions asked. There's some great facilities around the country. Ours is the absolute best. It's nobody comes close. The way we have the setup is incredible. You know, and for those of you who don't know, we built a complex this last off season as part of a collaboration, myself and Don and James. And I said I wanted to put everything under one roof, where we would have an opportunity for the players to be treated like true professional athletes. And I got to say, if you want to say we won a championship, we won a championship doing that, because I did all the exit interviews and I asked the guys point blank, right, you know, what it was like being a gunslinger. And we got nines and tens, and mostly tens, and I think one or two nines, and that was it. You're not going to find a better setup, from our field system to our weight room to our meeting rooms, locker rooms, bathroom, showers, section for the guys, private toilets. I mean, little things like that that makes you feel like a pro, though. And our training room that's stocked with three trainers all the time, minimally, sometimes more than that. The player's lounge, the couch, the big screen TVs, the pool table, the stocked fridge, you know, those kinds of things.
Secured parking. Not having to change in the parking lot, not having to run all over town to get your lunch.
Right. And then we do so we always have breakfast and dinner for the players at the either the hotel is pretty much the way we do it. And then every day at lunch, we have it catered. So we have a catered lunch every single day. So the players are always getting fed very, very well, enough where a lot of them take stuff home with them. What I wanted is at, you know, when the weather gets hot, we start practice at 8. So I like the players there at least about 6:45, get treatment, get tape, be on the field. And then from there, we go to practice. Then we go to meetings. Then we go to lunch. Then if we need subsequent meetings, we have them then. And then for the most part, now they can get back in their car and go home. Right. So they have, you know, that's very much like an NFL experience. And while they're there, If they want to stay longer, watch film, play basketball. We have basketball set up, cornhole set up. The TV's on all the time. You know, guys sitting on the couch watching their series. So it's about camaraderie and brotherhood, which is a big part of it. And I got to say, you know, for the most part, I would say 99.9, we never had so much as a little scuffle. And these are guys that were to live together, practice together, were at the complex together, ate together, enjoyed, you know, some quality off the field stuff together. So we picked the right team in character. Now we got to, you know, tweak it with the football side of it, and which we're going to do this offseason, but not at the expense of character. So anyone we bring in, you've got to have the best character. We had guys this year that didn't, you know, we brought on and we thought they were who they said they were. And after a week, we sent them home because it just doesn't have, you know, it didn't jive with our, let's say, team philosophy.
And so. I'd said multiple times, I guess if I had a catchphrase at all, it'd be as advertised. If you're going to come here, you'd better be as advertised.
Yeah.
You're going to learn. You might even get humbled, but you'd better freaking be as advertised. What you did on a previous team, in a previous league, in a previous year, okay, that might get you in the door, but what's going to keep you here is being that guy every single week. I don't want to run too long on this because we've got another half of a coach's show to do. Tell me the benefits that we realized throughout the season by placing that emphasis on character. I know ownership commented on it at the farewell banquet at the end of the year.
I'll just give you one example, and this is the easiest example. A football team is a microcosm of its own little city or town. Right? It is. There's, you know, they come from all kinds of different social economic backgrounds. There's different races. There's different cultures. There's different levels of education, right? Some kids grew up with two parents. Some kids grew up with one parent. It's a microcosm of a town, right? Well, our town didn't have so much as a traffic ticket. Now, we had over 40 guys come through. No, more than that, probably 60 guys come through.
Right.
Yep. Okay. And we didn't have so much as a traffic ticket. And there's your one easy barometer of character, that the guys we brought in were good guys, regardless of background, regardless of like all the other factors I just gave you, right? They were just good men. And for the most part, we had some really strange things happen this year. We had a player lost his mom during the season. We had a coach lost his younger brother during the season. We had other personal issues come up with players, but we're always family. And I think I tried to exemplify family first in all those situations. It wasn't about, was he going to be able to play? Is he going to be here? Is he going to be there? It wasn't about that. It was about go home and take care of what you need to take care of, and your family will be here waiting for you. So that's how we operate.
Dante Eldridge chiming in as one of the players, saying it was a great experience for sure. Telling everyone else who's interested, Manas will take care of you and most of all hold you accountable, and he'd love to come home again. Absolutely. Accountability is what this is about. It's assignment football. It's about execution, and you've got to give the results.
I will treat you like, you know, here, be careful when you ask for this. A lot of kids will come and say, I just want to be treated like a professional football player. And I always say, okay, be careful what you wish for, because, you know, have a bad practice. We get it. Have two bad practices. You're in the pros. Have a bad game. That's a bus ticket in a lot of places. So Yeah, you're held accountable, but you're held accountable within the confines of the version of yourself. And what I mean by that is, if you're being the best version of yourself and you're not good enough, I will tell you that. If you're not being the best version of yourself because you're throwing a pity party or you're tired or it's hot out or whatever, I'll tell you that. And then you decide, how bad do you want to be a gunslinger? But to find something to pick at, I'm not that guy. I'm just not that guy. I base everything on performance and facts. You guys hearing that, all you podcasts out there? It's about facts. It's about real numbers, real effort, and then again, also setting the barometer for each player independently, what is their best? Because you can't ask a player to do something he can't do. That's just dumb.
And I guess we'll let that be the last comment of the quarter. When we'll come back, we will get into the second half. You're watching Branded, the home edition, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
We all need hot water. Some of us need more than others. So it's a good thing that State has a wide range of tough commercial-grade water heaters for your home. From standard models to high-efficiency and tankless models, we've got you covered. No matter where you live, what you do, or who started it. To install a State water heater in your home,
call John Wayne today or visit us at johnwayne.com.
Welcome to the Tankers!
Must be that time of the year again, where we work hard, and we play hard, and it's good pizza.
Hey, Gunslingers, come try Matangas, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matangas near you.
Guns up, slices up.
Welcome to South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, an outpatient center. Step into our operating rooms, where highly skilled surgeons work hand-in-hand with specialized technicians. Our dedicated team has extensive experience and expertise in spine and surgical procedures. Our commitment to patient safety is unwavering. We understand that your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, an outpatient center, where expertise, longevity, and state-of-the-art technology come together for your health.
And welcome back to Branded. Ralph Judkins here along with Coach Tom Manas as we get set to start the second half. And I guess the big question here is, all right, so first season in the can, we've talked about that in the first quarter. Your evaluation on the season and how things went and where we are. So now what? What is the plan for 2025 starting, well, effectively today?
Win a championship. I mean, if that's not your plan, what the hell are you doing in this business, right? I mean, yeah, we're building for that. I think the thing that inspired me the most since I've been home was I don't like being home this time of year, right? First of all, I felt like we still should be playing. And that was a little hard to take. So I got on the tractor the next morning and cut grass just to get my mind off of it for a minute. And then I had done the signings and started working on getting all that done. Immediately, and then speaking to players, and then also I talked to Coach Fuller, and we were on the phone, and you could just sense the frustration in both of our voices, you know, on things. And yeah, he's like, can you believe it, Coach? Do you watch these games? And I said, yep. And we just left it at that, and we both know what we're going to do. And I talked to Coach Johnson also And for those of you who may not know, I took, obviously, we re-signed Coach Feathers, or Coach Feathers, sorry, I was talking to a buddy of mine today, Coach Fuller, as our offense coordinator, assistant head coach. And I moved Lee Johnson from O-line coach to D coordinator, which is really his. He's very good. There's a guy who played in the NFL, you know, defensively, coached in the Canadian Football League defensively. And him and I are going to really do a lot of collaboration and have some fun with the defense this year. And I want to thank Coach Richardson and Coach McKinney for all their hard work and everything they did. They're like my brothers, and I love them. And I know they're going to do great things next year and probably make me regret my decision this year. And I wouldn't expect anything less from either. And for you other coaches out there, those are two of the best coaching candidates you could ever find. And I hope you give them an opportunity. But other than that, I mean, you know, getting the signings done that you want to get done quickly, and then sitting back and have the patience to go through hundreds of hours of game film and then see who you would like to add to that. That's what we're into now. I think I spent, I don't know, like, and I average probably about 4 or 5 hours a day right now watching film, and probably another hour and a half talking to agents and, you know, players that aren't involved in the IFL. While we were on the show, I just checked my messages. I had 6 text messages from players asking about tryouts. So there's a lot to do right now. Like I said, I still believe that you win championships in September, October, by how you build your team. A lot of coaches, when the season's over, take a couple months off until the free agency opens up. I'm just not that way. Nothing against them. I mean, hell, man. They're in the playoffs and I'm sitting at home. But I think that you need to do this. I'm not looking for one championship and be done. I'm looking for multiple championships for the city of San Antonio, right? I mean, I was so close to having a three-peat before. I know how to do it. I can tell you that with what we have, I think we can do it. And I think we'll be very successful in 2025. And again, there's things you can control and there's things you can't control. You can't control injuries. You can't control season-ending injuries. You can't control schedule. You can't control travel. You can't control, you know, just as much as you can control, there's an equal amount you can't control. And then you got to have some pure dumb luck in there too. So
I did have a comment that came in earlier, but it seems more apropos to mention it now. Kiana Liatawa asks, are there any rookies that stood out or could possibly stand out to you this year in your program? I'm assuming in any program, anyone that you care to mention got your attention
And I think he's probably watching the show tonight. And I can just tell you that he is the absolute number one on my wish list. And I can't really speak to anybody who's any of the rookies because they're in the IFL. So if I gave out a name, that would, one, it'd probably start a bidding war. And two,
that would complicate the issue immediately.
Complicate the issue. And then two is it would probably get into a situation where I'm not sure that they would want that publicly told yet anyway. So I respect that. And I'm just not going to do it. But yeah, there's a bunch. There's one in particular, and then there's about another 9 that I hope will come on board once we're able to talk.
But well, I think it's going to be a very, very crowded tryout, the initial tryout and then the second tryout.
Yeah, I do too. I think the amount of emails we get on a daily basis, I mean, I've probably got 500 emails regarding tryouts over the course of the season. And then in particular, the last couple of weeks, I've gotten a bunch, at least probably 50 of people saying, when is the tryout? And I'm like, I don't know. I asked James today. He was thinking towards either the end of the year or the beginning of next year. And I'm thinking more November. I hope he goes with me on November, because one, the weather I think will be good. And then two is it gives those kids an opportunity, if they don't make it with us, get the experience and be able to go try out someplace else. So.
And another great question. I think I know the answer to this one, because it's something we've always talked about. Jason Wood asking, are the tryouts open for fans to come and watch?
Yeah, the one we held last year was open to the public. I think we had about 100 people there.
There was a lot of people in the gallery. Mm-hmm. Some of them,
we're not going to do it indoors, though. Okay.
No, this is going to be a Gunslinger Nation.
It's going to be a Gunslinger Nation on a regulation indoor football field. So, you know, it's not about, oh, I can throw the ball 100 yards. I just needed to throw the ball 50 yards accurately, right? It's not able to, I can make a diving catch. Well, no, you can't, because you're going to hit a wall. Okay. And so it's about having the landmarks on the field and being able to see who can conform their game to the landmarks. Okay. But yeah, they'll always be open to the public. Our practices are open to the public. Like I said, I'm very transparent when it comes to that. And we had people come to practices, and, you know, we've had people at the tryouts, and, you know, we encourage it. And, I don't think we never canceled the practice. So, it was always at the regular time during the early months, like March, April, May. It'll be at 9 in the morning when we start practice. And then when it starts to be June, July, that's when I move it to 8 in the morning. It's just a little bit better with the heat.
And I don't know any other program that does open practices that is more accessible. We've said this before. This really is San Antonio's team. We practice here. We live here. We relax here. We play here. Right. And you're able to come out and see. Try that in any NFL city. You'll be escorted from the building, from the premises. There are limited times when you have any access. Right. Here, you know, hey, you want to get a signature?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Get an autograph?
That I want to do is I want to make our media day bigger. I want to make our season ticket holder experience bigger next year. I know Weston posted something about his department, which is,
yeah, let me go back and find that one while you're
No. Don't give me. No.
Yeah. But that's the thing, is if you come to Gunslinger Nation, you like what you see, you can go in, you can buy merch, you can buy tickets. Oh, we can't get away without mentioning anything about the ticket deal. I was hoping I would get a graphic on this. It's all over social media. Folks, if you bought tickets last year on the installment plan, you renew now, they're going to forgive all the other payments for the tickets that you already got for the games you already saw and roll you over into the new year ticket plan at the same price. You can upgrade yourself at 2024 prices and start the clock right. And that's for a limited time only.
Well, here's the thing. I saw Jen made a post, and the thing about it is, like, if you come to the Gunslinger Nation, you're going to meet Weston. He's going to sell you, you know, everything from a jersey to a Gunslinger mug, Yeti
earrings.
Mug.
Not you that know, I'm into
gonna
earrings.
He's going to sell you, Ralph, be careful. You're going to come out.
I'm already in. Not coming out.
The whole thing is that you can't not go there and have a family type experience, because Jen will probably grab you and talk to you, and just, she's not really trying to sell you anything, but somehow every time you sit down with Jen, you end up writing a check. It's great. But no, she's the best at what she does. There's times you'll meet April, who runs, you know, the operations part of the game day operations. You'll meet Jordan occasionally when he's not too crazy busy, which is very rare, but he's the guy who does all the graphics for us and all the design shirts. James will be there, you know, our president, you know, he's always happy to come down and say hi. I'm always there. I live there. So it's the coaches are there. Everyone's around. And, you know, it's just one of those things where, we welcome it because we are a family. We are a family oriented business. And I saw Lori just poked in and said, yeah, Jen's amazing. Well, let me tell you what, Lori's amazing, because Lori, with Complete Care, she is always helping us out with something. And you couldn't ask for a better friend, a better supporter of the franchise. She's always doing something great there and making sure the guys are taken care of. And our sponsors in general are just fantastic. I mean, I made a quick message to Megan. I said, hey, do we have any of that Tiger Bomb stuff left? You know, I said, I'd like to get some while I'm home and I'm trying to work out and do my thing. And she's like, yeah. And she sent me a big box of it, you know. And Tiger Bomb's been great. We're working on hopefully getting Gatorade on board or something thereof. There's another one, the liquid IV thing. There's all the other food vendors, all the other, you know, people that help us out. It's been a great first year for us, because you can say, yeah, we've been around for a few years, but not at this level.
And I want to thank Jen. I know the players really appreciate the fact that lunch does not repeat. It's not the same lunch every day.
Week to week. Remember this?
Yeah. Okay. So tell the prospective players about lunch. Lunch.
I'll just go 25 or 24. I'm not going to talk about 25.
Right.
24. Okay. On Mondays we had Matingas. Matingas would bring us pizza, chicken wings, you name it. Right. And I'm a big fan of this. They eat good at breakfast. They eat good at dinner. Let them have something, just fill up and feel good about good comfort food at lunch. Okay. So Monday we have Matingas. Tuesdays is Taco Tuesday. Let me tell you what, there's a line before the guy even gets there with the food. That's some knockout food. Then we have Italian on Wednesday. Thursday, for a while it was Greek. Then that got nixed. Now, happily, we have Outback Steakhouse. And I'm talking about, they bring steak, shrimp, baked potatoes, just beautiful spreads. And then Friday is kind of like, I don't know if anybody's been to the Den in Lavernia, but I love it. And Levi takes such good care of us. And sometimes we get these wraps that are out of this world. We'll get chicken wing day where he'll bring 5, 6, 7 different kinds of chicken wings. We'll do whatever. But we eat good every day. And that's thanks to Jen. Jen put that together. She makes sure the boys are fed. My office sits right out. I get a window and I can see when the food gets there. And she's always the first one, Coach, you want me to make you a plate? And you want me to this? And she's just a sweetheart. And we couldn't do it without her. Couldn't do it without her.
Anything else you want to mention before we roll into the fourth quarter?
No, fourth quarter is going to be like a minute and 30 seconds. No, I'm just
no. But we'll come back and wrap this thing up. You have been watching Branded, the home edition. We'll be back in just a moment.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
Thank you.
I say, comes with the job. One minute I'm making a one-hand catch on the sideline, next minute it's lights out and I'm on the sideline. And that's why I like Complete Care, because they're fast, just like me. They have ultrasound, CAT scan, x-ray, and even on-site lab. So if you get sidelined, nowhere to go, Complete Care. Official sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslinger.
And welcome back to Branded. It's the fourth quarter here. Did have some comments while we were in break. I wanted to quickly highlight from the San Antonio Gunslingers organization. If you're a business or restaurant, give us a call and be part of the season now. That's at sanantoniogunslingers.com to find all of the contact information. And Hillary Norton wanted to give a special shout out to several parts of the organization. She came in with a group from Arizona, and actually because they insist on in Arizona sitting right at the edge of the field, well, they had to get a suite, and they contacted Weston, traveled down here, and they got themselves a suite right next to the Rattlers bench, and they had a great time, and you could hear them on the broadcast cheering. And they got to have lunch at Matangas, etc. Mark Yamaguchi from Houston chiming in, saying the organization inspires everyone to want to be the best, and all of you are the best. Guns up. Thanks, Mark. We appreciate the positive words, and I hope that fishing trip or fishing tournament that you did, the weather looked pretty nasty in the pictures, but I hope that was a success. He had his boat all decked out with gunslinger flags and gunslinger apparel.
Yeah, I talked to, well, we texted Mark and I, and he said, you didn't want to come on this one. It was a humdinger with the weather. But I will in the future, for sure.
Dramamine and boat shoes.
You know, and I'm glad to hear, and that's been a resounding thing where we go, is people from other teams, fans complimenting us and being very cordial. The only one that was that nasty one was Tucson, and that was just one guy. But you know, as far as being welcoming, and for the most part, everyone's been very welcoming and kind in their comments about us when we travel and regarding the players and our staff. And that's good to hear. You know, you like hearing that stuff. And I know that makes Don and James proud. So Don always says we win with class, we lose with class. And we try to do that, you know, as best we can. So, yeah, we do have the coolest fans. Yeah. But you know what? The biggest thing is right now is that we talk about winning every month. Last year we said we got to win. You know, we're going to have to win August, you know, which means we got to get the players we want that we can sign signed. We want to win September, meaning that when we can start talking to players from other teams, we do that. We got to win October, because by October, it's kind of like this. If you go to the fruit market and you go when they open, you always get a really good peach or plum. And if you go 3 days later, you don't, and you just take it anyway because you wanted a plum. And that's kind of the same way in recruiting, is that if you're not first at the table, oftentimes you don't end up with what you really want. And that's why it's so important to win October. November, we really start relying on ourselves to, with the tryouts, with other things that we've got going on, ordering of uniforms, getting the stuff done we need to get done internally. And then December, when other people are thinking about Christmas, we're thinking about how to get airline travel scheduled and how to get everything done. And then, of course, January comes and it's, you know, now your butt cheeks are starting to get a little tighter and you're starting to get ready and maybe throw one more tryout in. You're just trying to tweak the Ferrari at that point.
Because you already know your schedule. We already have, because the travel, before you could make the travel arrangements in December, you had to look at the schedule and strategize from there. Monica Martin from Sports Coast to Coast wanted to ask, I think you covered this a little earlier, when does free agency start?
Well, you can start speaking September 15th, and you can start signing October 1st. And that's for restricted free agents. That's any player currently on an IFL roster. But part of what I was saying about prepping for the year is now that's how we got to get ready and win the months. I will be in San Antonio every single month for a minimum of like 2 weeks. I don't have to be there 4 weeks out of the month because the infrastructure's done, everything's done. And a lot of what I do is via Zoom calls and phone anyway. But I am going to come in town 2 weeks out of every month where I can go see sponsors, go talk to, you know, season ticket holders, do events, do anything I can do to help continue to promote the Gunslingers and also prepare my coaches' offices, getting everything ready and our infrastructure right. Now, I'm talking about how we can win every month. Here's how the fans can help us win a championship. I want to challenge our fans and our sponsors to win every month. And what that means is we need to keep our volume of season tickets being sold every single month to the highest level possible. We need to be concentrating on any businesses that are interested in sponsorships coming on board early. Now, this is going to sound really weird, but there's only so many sponsors you can take in a year because there's only so much value you can give each one of them, and you want to give them the highest value possible. So the sooner they sign up with us and close before they close out their fiscal year, they have the ability to get the most bang for their buck. So I want the fans and the sponsors to win every month too, and our merchandise and all those different things. You can help us be sustainable by doing your part. And we'll do our part by being the best version of us as a professional football team.
Yeah, I want to put that up again. If you're a business restaurant, give us a call and be part of the season now. You mentioned a big thing. They sign up now. They contract now. That will be able to be written off against 2024 if they do it before December 31st. Now's the time to get in. Now's the time to get creative.
Hold on a second. You say that and everyone says that. Everyone says, yeah, if you do it now, you can write off 2024, right? You can defer that too. You could sign up now. And let's say you didn't have a great year and you want to have a better year in 25, and 25 ends up being a great year. You can write off your 24 losses in 25. Right. So, you know, smart business people know that. Now, here's the other one I'm reaching out to. Amazon, hello, you're a block from us, okay? Literally a block from GSN. I want to be in business with you. I want you to be our biggest sponsor in 2025. I know you have to spend X amount of dollars in community services, right? We are a great community service, right? Come talk to us, okay? Please. If anyone's listening that works for Amazon, driver, know somebody in there, give me a name, give me a number. I'll get on a plane. I'll be there in 24 hours. I promise you. We want to be affiliated with you, okay? And from everything from I'd love to have an Amazon truck deliver the football every home game. So, I mean, I want
– In this town, we might get an ex-military guy in an Amazon apparel to rappel from the roof of the Freeman Coliseum.
All right, now you're getting sketch. It's getting late, right? No, but
– Ideas, this is the time for them.
That one, waste management, call us. We want to do business with you. Johnson Controls, we want to do business with you. Beechcraft, we want to do business with you. anybody, any institution, any bank, any business that wants to do business with us. Lawyers, I can't believe you're not calling us left and right to be in business with us. We have your fan base. Our fan base is your client base. Come talk to us. All those different avenues, call Jen, and I promise you, you will have the easiest experience in doing this, is that, you know, she's going to walk you through all the steps of it and go from there. So I hope you all come on board. We're really looking for 2025. HEB, there you go. All right, come on. Somebody's listening from HEB. Hell, I bought so many groceries, I should have stock in you by now. Yeah, we'd love to have you. And again, we're saying some big names, but I'm good with Bob's Muffler. I'm good with Jerry's Brake Shop, Bob's Donuts. I don't care. If you want to get involved with us, we want you to be a partner of ours. And I think that we can really, really, really help you, because not only are we a great association because of the way we do business, but also the fact that you're going to get access to players and coaches for signings, for anything that you guys need. Okay. So anything that you need, we're going to bend over backward to give you, put it to you this way. We underpromise and we over deliver, guaranteed.
I mean, just take a look at the crowd in the game for that Arizona game. Just look at the participation and the intensity and the passion of those fans. Brian Billick, another guy in the Gunslingers team, saying he's out mowing the yard and wants to say businesses, now is the time to be part of it. The Gunslingers, he mentions a couple other companies I had thought of. The number one was Valero. Circle K and Quick Trip will make it worth your while.
Yeah.
Jim Renier mentioned. Way. Go ahead.
No, I said Brian's great. He has just a unique knack of, I'll call him up and I'll say, hey, can you write me a quick press release? And he'll say, okay, give me a quote. And I'll give him the quote. And then when I read the quote's way better after he gets done with it. He is very, very good at it. He is very good.
And Jen wants to remind all current sponsors, hey, let's talk renewals for the 2025 season. Come on back.
Yeah. And I'm anxious. Okay. So we do a thing called an exit interview. I do. And I've made it a point of reference every coaching job I've ever had, where I have every player and every coach come into my office and we have a very candid conversation. I ask them several questions. First question I'll ask them is, how was your experience living in San Antonio? 1 out of 10. Did you enjoy being a citizen of San Antonio? I can tell you we got nothing less than a 9.5. Okay, out of 10. Then I ask, how would you score out of 1 out of 10 your position coach? And they'll tell me what they thought of their position coach. And then the next question is, how would you rate me as your head coach? What was my best attribute? What was my worst attribute? And they'll tell me. And for the most part, mine was leadership, professionalism, and treated people fairly. And my worst part was when I lost my temper. And I said, and then my reply was, well, quit losing and I won't have a temper. Okay. But no. And it's a fair statement, because I've got to be in control, because if I go down, who's steering the ship, right? So then we'll have that. And then the last thing I ask them is, out of 1 out of 10, what kind of pride did you have in wearing the Gunslingers logo? And we got all 10s. And that's from every guy we interviewed. So when I tell you that these are the kind of people that live in your community, these are the kind of people that will represent your businesses, these are the kind of people that will be around you, that's not going to change. It's only going to get better every year. The bar gets raised every year. So
I did have a very specific question. She's asked it twice. LaColby.
So for me, helping make LaColby into an NFL guy, I get a t-shirt and a pair of shorts, apparently. No, I keep teasing him. I said, hey, all I want from you is when you sign your contract, give it to me. It looks like LaColby is going to be signing with I think the Falcons are the forerunner right now, the Atlanta Falcons. And he should be signing his contract any day.
And that's exactly what you said was going to happen, Coach, that we just wanted the time here, and we were going to, you and your staff were going to coach him and give him those opportunities to develop and refine, and so he would look better. And you told me multiple times he took advantage of those opportunities.
Well, he was exactly right. He did. And that's the thing, is that I would spend time with him after practice. Coach Johnson would spend time with him after practice. He'd come into my office, and then we'd do all the non-football stuff about being an NFL player. We would talk about everything. All the stuff he needed to learn, I thought we gave him the best opportunity to learn. And then he got great game film. So for you players that have aspirations of playing, moving up, if you come here and you do what you're supposed to do and you're willing to get coached and even overcoached at times by your own want, you know, we're proving that you can come here and go to the NFL after here. Okay.
And I've got some smart people in that watch this show. We've got a lot of really smart people in the audience. From here to the NFL, I don't recall that happening too many times this year. I've seen quite a few to UFL, quite a few to CFL, or fewer to CFL, I should say.
I'll just say this real quick. If you're a player and you think that moving to the UFL is a step up from here, you're nuts. You're nuts. It's not. It's not. Okay? It's if anything, it's level. Okay? My point is that be careful. Remember we talked about greener pastures, okay? I can tell you this. I had and I won't give out the information because it's a private conversation. They actually called me. The team actually called me on Lacoby with about 4 weeks left to go in the season and asked me about potentially signing him. And I said to them, are you going to sign him to play him, or are you going to sign him to sit him? And he told me, we'll sign him to sit him for 2 weeks, then we'll cut him. And I said, I'm going to recommend he doesn't go to you. Because most of the guys that run the UFL, and I'm talking coaches, GMs, that want to go to the NFL again. So their desire is just for them to go to the NFL. If anyone else goes to the NFL, great, but their number one goal is for them to go back to the NFL. I would rather see a player go to the CFL, where I was a part of, and have an opportunity to play if that's something that they want to do. But then again, you got to start looking at real numbers, okay? I'm going to get paid in Canadian. I'm going to be away from home. I'm going to, you know, what's my living conditions going to be like? What are my, you know, all the other things that go with it. So if you come to San Antonio, you will have the closest thing you will ever have to the highest level of football experience professionally. And I promise you that. And if you don't believe me, ask any one of my players that they didn't get that. And I tell them that all the time. Am I not doing something that I... Oh, that was one of my questions. Have I ever lied to you? And I got 100% no, you've never lied to us. So I'm happy about that. And I ask those questions because I want to know. And if I did, then I need to know how to correct it, because I've got to get better. I've got to get better every day. I've got to get better every week, month, year. I've got to. Because I can't expect people to do what I ask them to do if I'm not willing to do it myself. And I believe that. So, anyways, fourth quarter.
Yep, we can call it a game at this point. I'll go ahead and pull down the barrier and say this will wrap up.
Real quick. Yeah. We're going to let the fans know, though, we will be on again next week. We will be on again. Well, we'll be on again all the way up through the 15th of August, which I believe is the 14th is August. right? August 14th.
Well, I'd have to look at a calendar here.
I just want to make a quick.
Yeah, 14th of August is okay, two weeks from today.
So we won't miss a show. I'm leaving for Vegas for the championship game on the 15th. So we won't miss any more shows from now until I get back in September, and then we'll be doing them from a location to be named later. I'm sure Jen's going to have us someplace. So
right.
When I get in.
Yep. And then I'm not sure when do we call it season two? We're at 36 episodes. When do we call it season two?
When was our very first show?
That was October. I want to say October 4th.
Okay, so that would be our 1 year.
Was our first show and done. I think you were in a different room.
Yeah, I was in my office.
I'm
in the basement. See the turkey behind me?
Yep.
Well, yeah. So
we need to get some better lighting on that so we can all see the trophies.
We'll do one day is I'll pull the computer up and I'll walk around and show everybody because it's I'm very proud of it actually.
Yeah, you should give people the tour.
I mean, that would be a kind of a fun thing. I'll probably get PETA putting me on the hit list, but I'm looking right now. I got a zebra rug. I got a black bear rug. I got a cattle rug. I got a coyote rug. I got a full mount boar, a full mount bear, a full mount bobcat. I got an owl. I got a skunk. I got four white-tailed deer mounts, some bullhorns, and tons of antique antlers. Bunch of turkeys, I think like 7-8 turkeys in here, and then the full mount turkey behind me. Yeah, it's kind of cool. Oh, and I've got a really small African, I forgot its name now, but it's a full grown deer, and it's only about yay big. He's about the size of Coach with antlers.
And oh, wow.
I'm never going to go to Africa to shoot that, so I bought it at an auction, but it's gorgeous. So when I really did this for the kids, because when the grandkids come down here, they get a chance to see, you know, animals up close and ask questions. And it's pretty amazing to watch them. I was a little freaked out at first with Eli, and then he jumped on top of the coyote and was trying to ride him. And, you know, it's on the black bear. I don't think he's worried about it. But yeah, no, so it's all fun. But no, but I just wanted to make sure everyone knows we're a 365 football team. We're a 365 show. So we're going to be around. There may be times where we're not going to be on, but that might be because of a personal engagement by either one of us or a professional.
Travel. Yeah.
So, but other than that, we're going to be here for you. Well, all the way through the playoffs. So I can get Duke to give me my hat. And it'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. So best of luck to everybody. Stay safe.
Yep. So that will wrap up our 36th episode. Make sure you have liked and subscribed before you go. Now, normally at this point, Coach does his good night, but you have all the people you normally say good night either.
I'm just going to say it to my grandkids because Eli's home and Liliana and Mila are at their house, so I'll say a quick one for them. Kids, I love you very much. Time to go to bed. It's getting late.
Yeah, because you're on East Coast time now, no longer in the Central. Yeah. Well, that will do it for Branded for July 31st. It's presented by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. And as always, folks, keep your guns up. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Ralph.